Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
What's up, baby? What you got on?
What you mean, what I got on?
What's up? You know what this is?
Do you know what time it is?
Yeah, what time? What time is it?
It's time for Legal Dope Radio.
Radio.
Damn.
Oh. 9:00 p.m. Legal Dope Radio is about to begin. Yeah. Smoke what you smoke, smoke it. Drink what you drink, drink it. Every Wednesday we make it feel like a week. Yeah, pull up a chair, score the key. My niggas fresh air, about as cool as the breeze. And so is Dre. Keep his knob like a dial on your dash. Kickstand, fourth man. With the news, tell you something important. Yeah. Got some new shit.
Yeah.
Give it a list.
Give it.
Call up the phone, tell us hit it or quit.
Quit
play
it.
Some new school with a whole lot of energy.
Yeah.
Play some old school, watch it bring back memories. Reporting live from Illinois, you are now tuned in to the Legal Dope Pool.
Be glad.
Yeah, it's your boy Quarter Key in the building. The Legal Dope Hour was in full effect. Your boy Fresh Air, the People's Player. Damn it, not Fresh Air, the People's Player out. Hey, man, so tonight we in the building, fam. We doing what we do all the ways about this time, man. Trying to get it in, man. Get this money, man. Make this music go. So you know what we're going to do, man. We're going to start off from the top, man, and we're just going to play some good music for you like we always do about this time. Mr. Hour, so get addicted.
Ow. Oh yeah, nigga.
Ow.
You know I got that legal dope out here in these streets, right? You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna tell y'all motherfuckers how I came up on all this work I got. Cause I got the best work in the town. You
my nigga, look, I took a whole brick of that Pac, a quarter brick of Big, a half a key of that Jay-Z, and this what I did. Added some 40 water in a tube and cut it with knives. It wasn't written joke, kept the numbers all in my mind. Hit the block with what I got, man, but I needed much more. So I hit up Mr. Gardner, headed back to the store. He told me, look, young blood, you really need you a crew. So take a double up a Pac, baby, all eyes on you. I told them bed, jumped in the Jeep and made my way to the town. I was anxious to get this package home and break the shit down. Hit a left on Broadway and I noticed the crowd. Two hustlers going work for work, I wanna see how this turn out. The nigga AJ was aggressive, had the whole block show. So I gave the cat a job, ain't wanna step on his toes. He had an ounce of Mystical, so I hit him with an A for that box. A couple grams of DMX Joe and a 10 for the lock. Jay and I had shit running, but I was hungry for more. So before I ran out of work, I headed back to the store. Mr. G was like, I got a little ghetto D. Couple jars of Mia X before I left a double up a Master P. I hit the street. Twin Benny Siegels heard they watching me and headed up to 23rd to see what Kool-Aid got for me. A little skinny nigga told me he thought he was born to spit. Hit him with an ounce of Pac, a quarter pound of Brother Lynch. They call him Qualion, perfect name for an underboss. The muffin pass, we had to know go hotter than Tabasco sauce. Acquired Madam Hate, she was moving Mia X. I hit her with an A for boss I got from Mr. G Connect. We had the fires work, I called it Black Assassin shit. Many tried to chef it up like us, but couldn't master it. Mr. G Connected called me, he was on some other shit. A hit of that Run DMC and showed me what to do with it. I learned the ins and outs of how to move the Reverend Run. Took an ounce of Dougie Fresh and KRS just for fun. The older hustlers mad, they still moving Curtis blows. I done twisted up the game from 41 to Shedding Road. I hit the freeway with a couple of my youngest guns. A trunk full of that 666, the Memphis about to have some fun. Right when I crossed the bridge, they clutch was on some other shit. Hit me to that player fly and dummy bags of skinny pimps. That player fly was right, I copped a quarter brick of that. Hitting off Memphis, Scott with Pella, bless my nigga with a sack of legal dope.
And there it is, niggas. You motherfuckers know who got the fast dope in the town, Joe. So y'all need to come shout with me.
Yeah. It's according to the building, according to the great, man. First interview was players in the building, man. You know, talking about, hey, man, I was thinking, like, a whole lot of shit going on in the hood, man, and, you know, niggas is tripping. Well, niggas is shooting outside not too long ago with them fireworks. That sounded like a shootout. So it might have been a shootout in the hood not too long ago. You heard it here first. Get right to it. 276, what it do?
What's good, my dudes?
276, what it do?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? 1-2 testing.
Yeah, I can
hear
you, baby.
Yo, can you hear me? What's happening, man? This Shug, man. What's good with you cast tonight, man?
Sugar Bear, what it do, man? I'm just chilling out, man. What's up with yourself?
Man, you got it, man. Just about here, man. Enjoying this weather, sitting in the driveway. You know what I mean? Just tuning in, saying what's happening, showing my peace, getting ready for your brother's engagement. Congratulations to your new. I know you're listening, Cat Daddy. You know what I mean? And rest in peace to all these little dudes and ladies that then passed away this summer too, man. You know, it's been a wild summer, man. You know, Lake Michigan really taking people around here, man. So, you know, one to that. And everybody that's got something new coming out, man, y'all keep it moving. You know, man, put your hater blockers on for all these cats, man. Trust me, if they doing that to you, you're doing your job. You know what I mean? You brothers in there, man, y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man. I'm going to be following y'all. You know what I mean? And also, I've been working on some new stuff. You know, so I will be in tune to y'all with that, you know. And it, what's crazy, why Dessa just pull up in the driveway, man? This girl crazy right here, man.
What was that?
Dessa.
Hey, what up, Joe?
Yo, hey, Dessa, shout out to say what's happening.
Uh-oh.
He said, Joe.
I got something
you know.
Hey,
yeah, I'm on a radio station. Go ahead, B. I'm listening.
I got something special for you, man. You know, you my man and all. You know what I'm saying? And that's the E. You know what I'm saying? You already know how it go. So,
yes, sir.
I got something special for you, man. So normally when I do that, the next thing I do is this. Yeah, I want to blow the whistle on Sugar Bear, man. But you know what I'm saying? My government name, man, is Destiny. Destiny, you know who the fuck Corey is, man. Big shout out to the boy, Fresh Air Phoenix Clan. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to the boy, Jay Fire Clock. Shout out to Fresh Air Phoenix Clan for mailing his twins. Oh, man,
I have to blow the whistle on this young man and see the man. Shout out to the boy Sugar Bear. Sugar Bear, man. So what's poppin', man? Everything cool out there, man?
Man, it's pretty quiet, man. You know, we just chilling out, man. She just pulled up. We probably about to blow a stick, you know what I mean, and probably rap a little bit. We are actually working on something ourselves, you know what I mean? So, you know, look out for that coming soon, you know, probably during the wintertime. You know, Mikey the Grip, you know, he up there in the hundreds, man, doing it big up there also, man. Down the Dope, man. You know, y'all get all connected with them cats out there too, man, especially Sonny the Stranger. Lil' Cal, man. Hey, Mugs asleep on Lil' Cal right now, man. Cal is off the heat. You know what I mean? Man, you know, just shout out to everybody, man, that's out there working, man. You know, that's out there trying to keep it positive and do something around here, man. Ain't too violent, you know what I mean? Because...
All right, man, look, man.
Good.
Hey, I feel you, man. Look, big shout out to everybody. I got Stepchild on tonight. You know what I'm saying? Showing love to the producer tonight. You know what I'm saying? We gonna do it like we do it like we always do it. Hey, but Sugar Bear, man, what's up with the little spot, man? A couple people asked me about the Legal Love Hour, and I said I ain't bringing it back till I get a word from you. So what that do?
All right. Well, definitely. That's on the cracking, man. You know. You know, we just got some things to iron out with that spot, though, before the football season, man. You know what I mean? It really going to be some cool, calm, lounge, VIP-type stuff. You know what I mean? It's going to be, you know, broadcast live by you cats, man. You know, it's going to be live and shouted out tonight for the first time. So everybody, you know, get in tune, keep in tune, because it's about to be a connection out here, man. It's about to be wicked. We're going to be interviewing people, stars, artists. You know, models, you know, we're going to bring them in, you know, do some signing, do some book signing, all that good stuff. Shout out to Block Markets, all them cats, you know what I mean? So, you know, man, we about to do some big things this wintertime, man. I'm telling you, everybody need to stay in tune.
That's beautiful, baby. All right, Shug, man, you out of damn this sat up here and interviewed you like you was a guest tonight.
Hey, shout out to Step 2, fam. Shout out to Step.
What up, man? Big shout out to the boy Sugar Bear, man. You know what I'm saying? Michael Keon doing big things, and I can say your name because your name is your name as an R&B singer, nigga. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to mosey on along, man. If anybody got any questions or concerns this evening, please raise your hand. Please feel free to raise your hand. Sugar Bear, please feel free to put your hand down. So let's see what we're going to do, man. Tell Destiny to call in. Tell her to call in, man. Tell her to email me something. I know she got a high-tech phone or some shit. You know what I'm saying? She can email songs. I can email songs from my phone. Sorry. I guess it's just what fly people do. So, how you feeling, fam?
Well, great. I'm chilling, man.
You chilling out, fam?
Hey, I'm feeling fresh.
Hey, so, what you gonna do?
Thanks, real quick, man. What's up, you know? Make sure we got everything online for the whole stepchild thing. You gonna get it in. We make a couple phone calls today, maybe, because we got a couple guests that are missing in action.
Right.
Make a couple phone calls today, something like that. Maybe we're gonna chill out, man, and get it in, you know? We'll get some folks addicted.
Well, hey, speaking of it, get a dick.
In a Terry on team, she can walk her ass off and always came in. She can whip in a Terry on team, she can walk her ass off and a whip came in. That's my kid. Look what I done did. Left her in the kitchen with him. Brought back more than I did. And my ass so big. And she got two kids. And she work and pay the bills. And she know she that bitch. 5'5", brown eyes. Yeah, nice little petite frame. The way I'm back shot now, I might pull a hamstring. Money over everything. She know what the business is. She say her father used to hustle. But I'm daddy when I bring it.
She can walk her ass off in a whip came in.
Boy, I swear she fine. Whip gang stupid, white Benz 09. A sexy accent, boy, I love the way she talk. But what turns me on the most is how the girl walk. She come past with a strut that'll cut glass and make a ghetto business nigga stalk her sexy ass. Sophisticated, educated, classy as she hood. Just got a master's plus her credit hella good. A boyfriend or two, never played the dating scene. But she been all about her cream since she was a teen. Her daddy owned the restaurant, plus he had it booming. If you can't spoil a player, I suggest you keep it moving. Carter coming out the mall, bag in each hand. Helped her to a vehicle, joke, I'm a gentleman. Exchange numbers with her, never glanced off in her eyes. I was mesmerized by her sexy legs and her thighs.
She can walk her ass off in a whip came in.
Oh,
she comes fast with a strut. She can walk her ass off in a whip came in.
Shorty too cool, stay right new school. No, she the shit, if you a trick, she'll use you. How you doing the type of shit you ain't used to? No, she not a con, but she'll confuse you. Mentally seduce you, good with the mind game. Got money, still want you to buy things. She think I love her, she so hood. Quick to fight a nigga, too tough for her own good. Give her long wood, and she throw it back. Say she solid foe, and that's for a fact. I ain't impressed by the shoes and hair, but she got a clean crib and a cool career. Small tits, small waist, the hugest rear. Man, I'm trying to take it home like a souvenir. Rockstar, swag off, plus she drive Jaguar. If you ain't a trap star, then you need your bachelor.
She can walk her ass off in a whip came in.
She comes fast with a strut.
She can walk her ass off in a whip came in.
I'm
so amazed when I see that thick fine ass. She can walk her ass off in a whip, came in with a rock.
She comes past with a strut.
She can walk her ass off in a whip, came in with a rock. I'm so amazed when I see that thick fine ass.
What I say, chain like a dope boy, I'm so cold. Baby girl, a teapot, short, too stout, with a rock star swag and a Louis V blouse. Rock star rips in a Darion jean. She can walk her ass off in a whip gang, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Quarter Key back in the building, man. You know, fresh air to people's players, J5 the fly guy. Shout out to Kickstand the fourth, man. Definitely in the building. To all the listeners out there, man, you know what we do about this time all the time, man. 9 o'clock on no dial. Get down with the Legal Dope Boys, man. You know how we do. We got a topic tonight too, man. We're gonna get to that a little bit later on. What hell of a topic too, man. We're gonna get to that a little later on. But like I say, I see we got a couple hands up, man. Let's see what these do right here. What's doing? 708.
Yo.
708, you're on the line with the Legal Dope Boys. Who is Diz?
Hey, yo, what's good? This is John Cotton.
This is who?
John Cotton, the man from Sprint that made this call possible.
What up, Joe?
What's good? What's good, man? One of the peep fans of the show, I be getting this text all the time, so I figured, you know, the sponsor might as well drop a call in and say what's up, man. Y'all sound real good out there tonight.
Man, I appreciate it too, man. We ain't even got in the full tilt swing, man. I appreciate the compliment, brother. Just so y'all know, like the man announced himself, man. This is my man on the line. Man, we got a personal relationship now due to Sprint. You feel what I'm saying? But like you say, one day on some real shit though. One day when the man lets y'all in his life, we gonna be interviewing this dude on the show because the dude is making real big music moves. You know what I'm saying? So without question, he gonna be on the show to show us some love. So we can show him the same love back. You feel me?
Most definitely, man. If y'all want to come out Friday night to Sajay Cafe, downtown Waukegan for our open mic hip-hop night, come through and show some Legally Dope love.
Yeah, like I say, too, I told fam when I was up in the spot, you know what I mean? I see if I can't get a feature spot on that, you know, just to open the show up, christen the spot the right way. Like I said, there's going to be a live band in the spot, too, for y'all that don't know. So if you're into just chilling out, like you say, no BS and nothing like that, you know, if you're into just chilling out, I ain't gonna be in the spot playing them, doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? The boy John gonna be the host. It's his, you dig, you know what I'm saying? He's gonna go out there and show him some love, you feel me? I'm gonna be in the building.
I'm in the building.
And it's bring your own Henny. We will not be serving it, but you can bring your own.
Man, I mean, you know that. And for you cheap people out there that be complaining about that kind of shit anyway, with the shots being expensive and shit, bring your own bottle. There you go.
Exactly.
You ain't gotta leave the shit in the car. You can bring it in with you. That's the invitation, bro. How about that?
Most definitely,
man,
thank you.
Hey, man, I appreciate you calling in, bro. Like you say, because you, like I was telling somebody earlier that we get a lot of people that just listen and don't want to talk, you know what I mean? And that's love, too, you know? So I appreciate you calling in, bro, showing the love.
No problem, man. Keep it up.
All the time, baby. That's love. All right.
Shout out to my forehead. Hey, man, shout out to the homeboy from Sprint, man. Shout out to
good looking
boy.
Out, man. Shout out to the boy, President John Adams. What it do, Joe? President John Adams, that's my man.
Hey, man, shout out to the boy, President John Adams. Hey, Famo, hit one, put your hand down, John. You know what I'm saying? Sugar Bear, man, hit one, put your hand down, man. Before I disconnect you and you have to call back.
I should. We're banging on wax today.
We're banging on wax today. We got a couple more people.
What up? What'd I do? Let's do it, man. That's not like a friend of the family, man.
Let's do it, man. Memphis, man. 644, what it do, man?
Yeah, man.
644, you on the line.
Man, put that buddy up on you.
What up with it, Joe?
Draw first.
Nothing much, man. Drawfirst.com still kicking off, man. Got website specials this year for the summer. So go ahead and hit it, drawfirst.com. Can't put y'all up on that.
Tell us what you got, man. Tell them what you got for the people, man.
Man, we got the Legends of Broke t-shirts. Be there the first week of August. And then we got drawfirst.com doing t-shirt promotions for small business. And then we also have the website for small businesses, and the prices being slashed to make everything affordable to all the small businesses.
So y'all basically looking out for the small businesses.
Yeah, we're a small business marketing company, man. We're looking out for the small businesses, getting them in the big business arena.
That's smart, because then they start, once they're a big business, they really deal with you. That's brilliant, man. Shout out to drawfirst.com, man. Hey, so what's new out there, man?
Man, everything new, man. You know, been running through these studios, listening to artists and everything, you know. I ain't sizing nobody up to you, but they're in a different league. But you know what I mean? They're still trying. I'm trying to get them up on what you're doing so they can get some airs, you know, some spins up on the Legal Dope Radio.
Hey, man, you know how I do, man. Tell them to send that shit to MrLegalDope@gmail.com, man. Tell them send it on
definitely
up, man. Tell them make sure
definitely
you say, man. I know exactly who they is, yo.
Hey,
man.
Yeah, you remind me of myself, man. You're a passport to success, family.
Hey, man, you know, that's love, man. That's how I appreciate the love, man. Look, man, I'm going to be down in Memphis soon, man. I'm thinking about making a power move, man, so I might be setting up shop in Memphis for a minute, man. Shout out to the boys.
Man, let me know, man. I might be in and out. I'll be going. I'll be all over this globe right here, but let me know,
man.
I'm
just telling you straight up, man. I might be making a little move, man. I might come down to Memphis and conquer the city. Sit down there and holler at Yo Gotti or something.
Hey, check this out. Do me a favor. Draw first, man. Get Pella on the line. Hey, get Pella on the line. Tell him to call this station, man. He got like an hour and a half to do it, man. That's your mission, Draw First.
All right. I do that if I can, man. If nothing else, I will have him tune in on the next station.
Man, get
on the next airing. He's kind of hard to get up with.
You're right.
But I make sure he tune in on the next one.
All right, man. Love, man. Hey, shout out to the boy, Barry.
Big love, baby.
Big love, Barry. Shout out to the boy, Barry, man.
I thought
they were
going to tell on last.
No, that was on West.
Oh, okay.
shout out to the boy, Barry, man, Drop First. And he did the first Legal Dope cover. And breaking news. Legal Dope 2 will not be release. Once again, Legal Dope 2 will not be released. One more time. Legal Dope 2 will not be released.
First motherfucker to pop up. I bet y'all gonna tell you it's gonna be simple. Like, see, what do you mean, nigga?
Okay.
Legal Dope
2
is dead.
Legal Dope 2 is dead. Shout out to the Big and the Love mixtape. We getting on this year, baby. Get addicted.
Yeah. Hey, F to the P, turn it up a little bit. On my headphones. It's peace I'm gonna do it today. It's called Electric Nights. Tell me if y'all like it. Yeah. Y'all know how the boss rolls, straight to the bar, two shots, no free throw. Strobe lights make the chain glow, yeah. Bouncers know what we came for, yeah. I don't frisk him, and him, and all the niggas in the red, yeah, they with them, yeah. Key West in the place, bitch, party hella ugly, gave that old bitch a facelift, yeah. I'm talking 007 fly, ruthless, all black, 00s, who am I, yeah. You would think I was a dope boy, nah, I'm just talking about my new tour, yeah, I hate to be a buzzkill joy, but Wesley's not puffing, no, this is not bad boy, yeah, even though I brought my Biggie flow, and the shit was all hood, just the wood of gold,
yeah. Stand up, put your hands in the air.
So nigga, play that new G before I leave this bitch. Insane, hot body. Pull up in something insane, hot body. Percy Miller swag, niggas know I'm body. When I open up the trunk and let the roof jump out it. Yeah. I hate to be touched, and is every nigga with me strapped up? Don't doubt it. Yeah, I'm talking okay crowd shit. Yeah, 7 rounds out of drum, bitch. Yeah, they go with the dumb shit. Boy, I got a suit for every nigga he get done with. Nah, but I ain't really on that, so tell Dread, nigga, fuck it, bring that soldier boy back. DJ played the last song, step about the bit, real shit, turn the swag on. Put your hands in the air.
Shout out to the Big and the Love mixtape, man. Shout out to Key West Corporation, man. Shout out to SMG. You know what I'm talking about? Self-made go-getters, man. That's the gang. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to the boy, J5 the Fly Guy. You know what I'm talking about? Kickstand. Shout out to that boy.
Shout out to my man.
Shout out to the boy, Blocka Flocka.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy, D-Lad. You know how we do. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, shout out to the government officials, man. I actually sat down and chopped it up with one of them dudes the other day, man. I kind of chopped it up with them dudes the other day, man, and I had a real productive conversation. You know what I mean? The boy H. Cone was there. He was present. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't weird for me because, you know, I don't be giving a fuck. You know what I mean? And that's just how it be. But, like I say, man, I'm on some total domination type shit. Like, I'm on some, you know, roll with me and get rolled over type shit. You know what I mean? So, I got a private caller, man, and I'm about to pull in a private room. And if it might be you. If it ain't you, don't get mad. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Block Life and D-Lag. Get addicted.
I pull up in that bourbon, pissy so I'm swerving. Loud pipe, you ain't see me but you heard me. Flying down Herbie, I ran into Curtis. He was looking nervous, he didn't want to serve us. Word on the streets, he got set up last Thursday. 500 pills and a couple pounds of purple. Just a pack of bullets, automatic bully. Think about it twice, but you will not try to pull it. Nickel plated piece, I paid a couple grand for it. With police, I'll be damned if I can jam for it. So went out the window, grabbed my pictures off the dashboard. Hit a couple corners, then I jumped out and dashed for it. Let the whip crash for it, like I did the blast for it. These laugh this, cause I didn't grab the damn for it. Beat easy, beat lag, you know I got the cash for it.
Say they in the building, I'm the motherfucking landlord. Your boy D-Lad, I'm the goddamn man, dog. When the van show up, I'll be right there for it. Take 45 to come back from the airport. All for the game, nigga, deep hard playing for it. Walk behind that Land Rover, call me on my camcorder. Cut off your damn motor, bring me my damn Yoda. Yeah, nigga, I'm paying for it. Better not be a gram shorter. I'ma stand tall when you dead on your damn floor. D-Lad, 6'2", far from a bitch, dude. Nice with a pencil, hard as a missile. Say hi to the pistol, y'all get physical. Used to hit grass and get ass when I skip school. Flip bags to get cash when I was in school. Snitch ass, you get blast if your lips move. Don't leak, sit back. Beef, I got a Big Mac. All stainless, put the trigger and the clip black. Heat brainless, if a nigga say the shit whack. Balls make you sit up so hard, you get a six pack. What you wanna hit? Yeah, I used to flip crack. Too lazy to drive, color being where I live at. Front see, I did that, never get that shit back. My little chillin' and the niggas on my leg crack. Niggas won't be 50 lad, don't give a fuck. 3 in the afternoon, go ahead and send it up.
Lad, I guess I will, Joe. The flow is so G4. Money so green, so strong, it's incredible. I don't do shit but move away and talk fly talk. Fuck how to start, show a bitch how to check wall. Ride around town, man, an Audi like a private jet. I bet the bank on lad, homie, to blow the check. Money ain't the object, trying to buy the project. 45 in my palm, going to try this. Suicide goal, told a Chevy, gon' kill herself. Jacking off money, show a nigga really feel herself. My life told me, homie, you can't die with it. I'ma try though. Yeah.
Now, it's back to the regular schedule program.
Every time I hear that, that's what I be wanting to hear, man.
Straight up.
Hey,
you back in the Legal Dope Ride with the show, Porter the Grizzly.
Man, they make rap like this. Legal Dope.
Fresh air to people's plizzaya. Hey, so dig, man, we getting it in, Joe.
We tell them Legal Dope Fan, like you say, man, Legal Dope 2 is dead.
Legal Dope 2 is dead.
Legal Dope 2 is dead.
I told a couple people that today, man, and it really, really, really crushed them.
The reason ain't important, though.
The reason is not important.
The reason ain't important, but it's what it is, though. It's what it is. But like you say, it's no need to fret. You're going to keep it. You're going to hear songs off of it still be in a dope spot.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to still hear shit.
You know, a couple mixtapes is going to drop. You feel what I'm saying? You still going to get that hot music.
You know what I mean?
We're going to do something. We're going to give it attention somewhere else.
Right.
If you will. Let's just put it that way. So it ain't dead. I guess we're making it sound like something it ain't. You feel what I mean?
But you know, it's always like one of them movies, though, you know, that you got to pay attention to everything. So you must pay attention to everything, all right? Legal Dope 2 is dead. I'm gonna leave it at that. You know what? I'm doing something that I said I was going to do because I want to keep my word.
Tracy G, what it do, Joe?
Shout out to Tracy G. Tracy G in the building?
In the building.
Yeah, Tracy G, where you been,
baby? Silent Dolphine.
That's cool, man.
Silent Dolphine.
You know what, too? It's tripping, man. I ain't even opened up the chat room for my people. I'm bogus.
Also, okay, you know what? Also, real shit. The past month or so, the show been kind of freaked out. You know, but you got to bear with us. Definitely got to bear with us. You know what I mean? But we still getting it in, though. I appreciate y'all being here. But, you know, it's what it is, though. Shout out to S to the P. Shout out to Strangers, too. Y'all know who y'all is, man. Strangers, y'all ain't been around.
Right. Shout out to some of the strangers who ain't been around. You know what, man? I always get this weird feeling when I'm doing a Legal Dope show. I'm gonna keep one of my I got two promises I gotta keep tonight. I'm gonna keep them both. Everything that you hear on this show today is gonna be for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So this is what I wanna do. Get addicted.
Why you bother, Reno? What's wrong, Daddy?
I know what's wrong with that crazy motherfucker. He just stand by the goddamn window with that fucking AK all day. You don't work, you don't fuck, you don't eat on the goddamn thing.
I see death around the corner. Gotta stay high while I survive in the city where the skinny niggas die. If they bury me as a Z nigga. No need to worry, I expect retaliation in a hurry. I see death around the corner. Any day trying to keep it together. No one lives forever anyway, struggling, striving. My destiny to die. I keep my finger on the trigger. No mercy in my eyes and the ball of confusion. I'm thinking about my daddy mad than the motherfucker.
I won't deny it. I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police watching that beat. But they can't do nothing to that beat.
Mama like a motherfucker. What you
like a city. I keep my head on my cat and stay cool, my attitude is shitty. Niggas don't like it cause I'm making ends, rolling the bins and I blaze the blunt, cause I'm all in. And any nigga trying to take what I got, I have to deal with the 16 shot clock. So here we go, I can't be faded, happy in the motherfucker, finally made it. Got my money in my pocket, finger on the trigger, and I ain't taking shit from no niggas. I'm just trying to make some money, like put some motherfucking food in my tummy, right? I'm feeling good like I'm supposed to. Ready to blow, find a spot and we can serve them all. My definition of a thug, nigga.
Marvel like a motherfucker.
My definition of a thug, nigga.
Marvel like a motherfucker. My definition of a
thug, nigga.
Marvel like a motherfucker.
My definition of a thug, nigga.
Alright, man, you back in the Legal Dope spot with the Dope Boys show, Court of the Grizzly. Legal Dope. And what else, man? Hey, check this out, man. You back in the dope spot, man. Check it out. Real quick, man, big personal shout-out, man, to the boy Quincy Miller for stopping by last week. That was huge. He on to the next right now. Like I said, you know, we're going to chronicle this dude. We're going to stay in tune because he's a homegrown product, and we're going to make sure we hold this dude down from beginning to end. Like you say, he in the diary of the Slam Magazine. And for those of y'all who don't know what that means, it's big because the Slam Magazine is a monthly magazine, and they're going to come out. He's going to have a section in there every month, you know, chronicling what he did the month before or, you know, chronicling, you know, how he came up or whatever. So that's big, fam, because it's personal you did, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Quincy Miller. You feel what I'm saying? And, all right, check it out, man. It's topic time, you know.
Yeah.
I was sitting in the driveway with one of my men. This is a true story, too, you know, and the question came up because fam was like, he, you know, and it wasn't recent. But, you know, it just came up. I don't even remember how it came up, you feel me? But we were sitting in the driveway, man, and the dude say, man, Joe, I was stabbing this chick, man, you know. And, you know, it's, you know, for those who don't know, you know, they was having sex, you know what I mean? He was doing it to his girl or whatever, however you will, doing it. And fam say, he was having sex with the girl or whatever, fam, and she said somebody else's name. I just almost said that fool name myself. Hey, check it out, though. She said, fam said, you know, he was having sex with the girl, bro. And the girl said somebody else's name, you know. And it's true thought because, you know, like, they say everybody thinks of somebody else when they're having sex. I mean, it ain't got to be, like, you know, another person that you like or whatever. It could be Halle Berry. It could be Alicia Keys. It could be whatever. You know what I mean? It could be whoever you like, right, you know, at the time or whatever. Like, say, you know, dudes know what it is because you close your eyes, try not to bust that quickie. You know what I'm saying? So you don't be no minute man like Missy say. You know what I'm saying? You dudes know what it is. So you might envision somebody else. You know what I'm saying? But long story short, fam say, you know, the chick called out somebody's name. So the question is this. Have you ever been having sex, you know what I'm saying, getting stabbed or doing the stabbing or whatever have you? Knowing you're thinking about somebody else, have you ever called the other person? Have you ever called, you know, the dude you was with somebody else's name? You feel me? Like, have you ever been having sex and called somebody else's name? Period. Like, you know, don't be shy now. You know, like I said, it's Legal Dope Hour. We keep it real on the spot. Y'all know what it is. And they don't make you no bad person. They don't make you nothing. Like I say, it might not even been a situation where you've been, you know, it might not have been a situation where you've been, you know, with somebody else. It could have been Halle Berry. It could have been anybody, fam. Denzel, you know. Whatever, for you cougars. For you cougars, you feel me? Hey, that's the question of the day, man. We're going to take a couple of callers, because I want some insight. Don't fold up and run away now. Don't tuck your tail and run now. I want everybody's insight, man. Have you ever called out somebody else's name? You know, and I know some of y'all. I personally never have done that. You know what I mean? I ain't never done that. That's, you know, I can't say that's crazy. That's just tripped out to me. I ain't never done it. But I know it gets done. So we want to interact with some folks to see what it do. Let's go, callers. Hit one. Talk to me. We got a couple right now, so we're going to start right there. 489. You're going to be on the line in a couple of seconds.
Hello?
You on? You from there?
Yeah, this Quanta, the plus size Barbie.
Plus size Barbie, what's good, baby?
Yeah, I'm honest. I'm the corporate. I've done it before. But
you've done that shit before, have you?
Lucky for me, both of the guys have the same name.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man, come on, man.
Hey, listen, though.
Made off like a brat.
That don't even happen for real. I don't even believe you. You're telling me that you were dealing with two dudes with the same name and you were getting it in or whatever.
Frequently. Hey, I'm going to put it like this. It happens to me a lot. Names get recycled. Birthdays get recycled. Everything. Everything is just recycled with me. It's just crazy. I don't know. Shit just come to me like that.
Shout out to the plus size Barbie for keeping it real, fam, because of like if the callers right now, fam, is scared to call it in right now. So plus size Barbie, like I said, I can't even do nothing but honor what you got going on, honor your reality, honor you keeping it real, you feel us, and I appreciate that.
All right, it's all good.
Hey, man, come on with some shout-outs, man. Shout your people out, man. Do something for it.
Shit, I like to send out love to all my haters. Shout out to my haters. I got some hate mail literally delivered to my house in the mail. I have plenty of plus size fans. All I got to say, I'm going to love it when my album drops. They're going to love me. I know they're going to love me.
Got to make them love you, for real. Hey, you know what? Let's change that up. They ain't even got to love you, but the motherfuckers going to drop their jaws and respect you when they see you or they hear you. You feel me?
Yeah. Most
That's
definitely.
What up. Shout out to plus size Barbie, Joe.
And big shout out to the plus size Barbie, man.
Hey, plus size shout out to the plus size Barbie.
Shout out to the plus size. Hey, man, shout out to the fake girl swag. Hey, plus size Barbie, holla at me.
Hey.
Plus size Barbie, you putting out an album, talking about some rap shit, fat girl swag, what up with it? Holla at your boy, Quarter Key. I can make that happen. And speaking of, I got the producer to the original Fat Boy Swag. They're coming up a little later on.
Fat Boy right now. Give us some Fat Boy Swag, Joe. This is what it is. This is for the plus size Barbie, Joe. This is about the plus size dope boy right here, so Quarter the Great, you feel what I'm saying? We gonna get into the Fat Boy Swag, you know what I mean? That's produced by Stepchild, the guest on the show tonight, you know what I mean? Fat Boy Swag, shout out to the plus size Barbie and Fat Girl Swag coming soon. Shout out to the Fat Boy Swag remix featuring the boy Diesel.
Diesel.
What up, Joe? Fat Boy Swag, get all the way addicted, Joe, to what we doing right here. Legal dope boy.
Swag it out. Swag it out. Fresh. It's not. Fat boy swag.
Incredible, he the unbreakable key, the spectacular me, the fat Macca, the beat, the beat, Dracula, microphone mangler, I am no stranger to beef, I flame broil it bad, I just spoil it, all in that order, she having it her way, slick Rick Gross, she loving the Don Chain, the fit on the guy frame, I'm swagging on these lanes, my swagger is impeccable, what are you saying, you must be insane, just peep the whip game, and I am not playing, my swagger is unclaimed, which meaning without saying, I'm Kobe in this game, and I get my money in both when I swag it out. Gucci flip flop, fresh rope when I swag it out. I'm so fresh, nigga, you just not. Don't get mad at the fat boy swag. Is. Metaphorically speaking, let you know who the dope is. I can get them involved while never losing my focus. Magic like D-Blank, got Microsoft game. I push it like salt and pepper. You show me a nigga fresher. Slowly apply pressure. Pick the player that's better. Nobody can do it better than the K.E. to the Y.N. I am not lying. I put that on Katie. May I please finish? My swag is so polished. That means I'm so finished. Your reign is so finished. My game is top billing. Like milk, I'm just chilling. Staff is chilling. West is chilling. And I get my money in both ones. Swag it out. Yeah.
out, swag it out then. Swag it out, swag it out, swag it out then. Take a picture for the camera, pause, lean, I check my swag out. Baby, a hot girl, you love my two-step, fat boy, slow stroll. Like who does this? Mari Gators, Gazelle lenses, Nazia wave game, whip game vicious, green nutrition, sound tremendous. I'm a player, baby, how could I not win this? And I get my money in bulk when I swag it out. Gucci flip-flops, fresh rope when I swag it out. I'm so fresh, you just not. Don't get mad, cause the fat boy swag is. Boys and rap with a whistle, Joe. Here we go. Get it in soon as you hear the whistle blow. He West Corp and his CEO, so unfortunate. Fortunately, the game needed heat, so I came through scorching it.
I'm so hot.
Get some water. Ooh, I'm so fly.
Baby, get the camera.
Baby, a hot girl. She love my two-step. Fat boy, slow stroll. Like who does this? Swag it out, swag it out, swag it out then. Swag it out, swag it out, swag it out then.
Party, it's the fat boy swag. Yeah. You back in the Legal Dope Show recorded the Grizzly.
They make rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh as people's player.
Hey, we doing this Legal Dope thing real hard and heavy. You feel what I'm saying? Topic of the night is having sex and calling out somebody else's name. Like I said, if you didn't hear the story, because some of y'all are frightened, too. Because I know y'all, if this gets done, I know it gets done. Because this ain't the first time I heard the story. You know what I mean? So like I said, you know, if you heard the story, we talking about how, you know, you're having sex with the other. You know what I mean? Like I say, whether it's your man, your wife, your girl, your whatever, you know what I mean? And you're thinking about somebody else, and you say somebody else's name. You know what I mean? Now, if indeed that's not happening, first of all, the other person ain't doing what they're supposed to do right, because they ain't making you say no name. So either way, that would happen. You in the wrong type of situation. Yeah. Fucking yourself, no pun intended. You feel me? Hey, so check it out. Y'all don't want to call and talk about that. That's cool. Shout out to the plus size Barbie. And shout out to the ones who hate. And shout out to the ones who don't even want to talk about what they got going on, man, for the sake of conversation's sake. You feel me? So check game, Joe. We got the news coming up in a couple of minutes. Kickstand, nod your head, man. You know what this is, man. We on. All right, so we got news coming up in about 5 minutes.
About 5.
You feel me? 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Shout out to the boy Kickstand, the fourth man. You feel me? Hey, so quarter to Grizz 8.
Yeah.
You open the chat room up, right? Yeah. All right. We'll drop that. What we're going to do right now is go back. Shit, way back. What you gonna do? Yeah, shout out to Quarter Key, man. We're gonna get to the news in a minute, man. Quarter Key, I'm gonna play the song. Get addicted. Hey, man, don't get addicted. What you doing, man? Hell over there with the button. I think it's Quarter Key freaking out, y'all, man.
Gotta confess.
Sounds like a love song.
Guess I gotta let it
the
burn.
The most unappreciated.
Right? Yeah. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the pen cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes. Where do I start? I guess the closest one to my heart. And how I let my foolish pride tear us apart. Now from the start I told you I would love you to death. With every ounce of me until there's no blood left.
And every single
I think about it now when I'm so mad at myself. Used to love me when I had a baby with someone else. Then you stuck around when I was just in love with myself. You ain't need me, Nisha, could have been with anyone else. You were dedicated, praying that one day I would change. But 10 years passed and I'm still doing the same. I didn't know my trip to Memphis almost drove you insane. So you found another guy to help you deal with the pain. I was hurt, but you can never tell. I cried when it rained. And I swore that I would never leave you lonely again. but you moved along without me. And it's you that I miss. And deep inside a nigga so sick, shit. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the pen cry. Hey, niece, I seen him coming down your eyes, so I had to make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the song cry. On repeat, Beyonce and Jay, Bonnie and Clyde. You singing these lyrics, looking deep in my eyes. With every single ounce of me, I swear that I tried. But I was still in love with Nisa and it hurt me inside. Whenever I hit the block, you'd always load up my nine. Slip it in my pocket, kiss me, you was cool with the grind. But the whole time I was grinding, I was fucking with T. Coming home 3 in the morning, sleep on top of the seat. See, I never loved you, I was so in love with the street. And I guess that's why you turned around and cheated on me. Karma's a bitch, and I guess that's what I get. But if I could go back in time, I know I'd do the same shit. Same gold Chevy, even with the same chick. Same weed spot with a limited tip. And I know that I was bogus, so my cheating was clever. I got to deal with the fact that we got a child forever. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I have to make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I have to make the pen cry. I seen them coming down your eyes, so I have to make the song cry. Yeah, I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I have to make the song cry. I know you never knew about me. Well, she's the reason me and you, we never could be. Whenever I left your crib, you know I went home to
drink. Knew that.
But you never spoke a word of our affair in the street. See, Carol told Pearl and Pearl told the world. And somehow it would've filtered down to my girl. Well, that is why today I feel it drop you a line. Cause out of every girl I had, I really felt you were mine. Even though you had a dude at the time, and I was doing my job. You never tried to say your baby was mine. You never really gave me problems, only helped me in time. I will pay you back for putting up with all of the lies. And I heard you had a baby girl, it looked like you mine. Well, tell her, on the low, she'll always be my sunshine. And ever since the day of birth, she's been on my mind. Well, it's kinda go, see, you know, back to my crime. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I have to make the song cry. Yeah, I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I have to make the pen cry. I seen him coming down your eyes, so I had to make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the song cry.
Hey, up, check it out. Listen up. You lucky it's some time for the news, bruh. I will make you open up about that shit. Because you had something to say, man. I will make you tell all the dope things in the whole world the story behind that. Hey, hey, you gonna open up about this, bro? I wanna hear that story. That's a short story right there. Hey, man, let's do it, man. Let's pull it in. And you are definitely home, kid. What up, Joseph?
What is happening, legal? Boys, this is your boy, King.
Yeah.
Very complications in their lives sometimes that ultimately makes them incredible artists. For real? King must be on the court.
Yeah, you know that's quarter, don't you?
I know that is.
Hey, y'all, 1 second, though. Hey, man, what's the crack of Leezy?
Man, you know, it's really hot out here in the news world. You know, I've been dipping in and out of town here and there, checking out what's going
on. Check it out real quick, man.
What's up, fam?
What numbers did Rick Ross do, man? I need some Rick Ross numbers. What do you do?
You need some Ross numbers? I don't have that information. You know, I stopped checking my sound scans lately.
Okay.
I got the numbers on that.
Okay, don't worry about it. Come on with yours, though. My fault. I was just curious. Come on with it, though.
Well, for sure. I just got a little bit of news. You know, B.O.B., he doing a free performance down in Atlanta.
Hey, man, that's your boy, man.
What's up?
That's your dude.
Who, B.O.B.?
Yeah. Hell yeah, you got some
B.O.B.
news once a week, nigga.
Man, he be on it. He the hottest at the charts. for right now. Shit, when somebody else is doing their thing at 19 and jumping up and down in the charts, and, you know, every time they release something hot, you know, white folks pick it up and grab it. If they selling, hey, I'm going to go ahead and report it, fam. If Quarter was there, I'm still putting out Quarter news. I got news going out on my block every day about Quarter Key and the movement.
Hey, there was some feelings right there. Come on, give me. Hey, my fault. Hey, hold on. Come on, Kickstand, give me some news I can use. There you go.
Well, yeah, so B.O.B. is doing the show out in Atlanta. He's doing a free performance out of Center Stage coming this weekend for everybody on the 31st. Get your free tickets, whatever, whatnot. But make sure you attend, support the brother. And I got some real funny stuff. This is, from a nonchalant-ass person, arrogant. You know, he's my guy. I still listen to him, Kanye. He put on a hot little show for Facebook employees in the cafeteria. I thought that was real unique. Considering he don't do too much for too many people.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to President John Adams too. He was telling me about that earlier, Joe. He said the shit he saw. He said Kanye went ham. I mean, he said if it's the shit he did earlier, if it's the shit he did that day, the new Kanye album gonna be crazy.
Yeah, the new Kanye album. That's what I heard to the grapevine also. Let me see here. What else we got? We got a whole bunch of rumors that's going in and now. Motherfuckers saying why Clef could be planning to run for president of Haiti. We know he got that vote.
I heard that shit earlier.
Dame, he always keep his mouth running about Jay. If he coming back or not, you know, I guess they into something again. Doing a little talking here and there. Christina Milian, she getting real fly again after dreaming top of real bad.
Go back. Him and Jay did what?
I said him and Jay, you know, they always going back and forth. Well, I don't know if Jay responded to anything Dame Dash is talking about. You know, he on a whole nother level now. But, you know, they always going back and forth. Dame always saying he able to come back to the label, whatever, whatnot. I don't really read into it because Dame always talking something that ain't going to really never happen. He's just trying to get that Rockefeller back on his feet.
Hey, on some real shit, though? I heard Dame Dash crib got foreclosed on.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, wow, fam. Not the foreclosure.
I wonder,
did he get a 30-day notice? That's what I need to know.
Hey, man, you know, shit happens, man. It's like...
Hey, but at the same time, I don't want to be hating and shit, though, but, you know, it could be like that whole Jermaine Dupri thing. When niggas thought Jermaine Dupri was broke, he told them niggas to come and get a 96 Bentley in an old studio. Some shit he didn't need. So it wasn't like he couldn't pay for that shit. He probably just said, if I owe some money, if I owe y'all, you know, 1.5, y'all come get this and that and the other. Don't come get these things over.
Well,
so,
we know he ain't all the way tapped out or nothing. You know, everybody going to let go of something. You know, money's getting sloppy nowadays. Can't blame it on the recession.
Hey, Manhattan's always making it. Brooklyn keeps on taking it. Harlem, what do you say, nigga?
Yeah.
Hey, nigga.
Queens keeps on faking.
But, yeah, so we got here. I'm just going to go ahead and give y'all a little run off the new releases. You know, I done picked them all up. Even though I got them the way I got them still in the wrapper also. If y'all ain't got it, check out that Teflon Don is a hot one. You know, if you listen to everything, like a person like me, I'm going to jump back from Sting. He just released one big boy, Sir Lucius Left Foot, the son of Chico Dusty. Be looking for that. Let's see, who else got one coming out? Fat Joe got one releasing. Anybody that's a Drew Hill fan, they got their independence day. What's up, man?
Fat Joe new single was hot, fam. And you know me and you come from that basement over there, fam, listening to Public Enemy in the corner. So you like it, bro, because I don't know who produced the joint, but he jacked Terminator on the speaks with his hands from off that Public Enemy album. It's hard.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm going to show enough pick that one up. You know, I'm going to have to keep that in the wrapper and load up the iPod, fam. Also, be looking for Khalees. She just dropped a new one called Flesh Tone. I wish that was a movie.
Don't.
And then last but not least, your top rap albums. We got Eminem with Recovery at number one, Drake, Thank Me Later, number two, Sir Lucius Left Foot, Big Boy at number three, B.O.B. at number four, The Roots, How I Got Over, number five, Currency, Pilot Talk at number six, Paul Wall, Heart of a Champion, number seven, Eminem, Relapse at number eight, Ludacris, Battle of the Sexes at number nine, and Nas and Damian Marley at Distant Relatives at number 10. And this is your boy, Kid, with just a little what you can use to get you through the week.
Shout out to the boy Kick. Hey, real quick, too fast, shout out to Paul Wall. Fam, he got a song with the homie Mitchie Slick, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's Dago for real. Like I said, you know, that is what that is, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm friends with both sides, you know what I mean? But goddamn it, shout out to that whole movement. You did, Joe.
Hey, this just in. This is being Freddie Free. Rick Ross did 178,000 units.
God, Freddie Free, man.
If I'm not mistaken, Eminem beat him by like maybe 5,000, maybe 10,000 units.
This just in from Freddie Free. Eminem beat him by 8,000 units.
Shout out to Freddie Free, man.
Shout out to Freddie Free. Hey.
Oh, yeah, you do, Jamie. Jamie needs to get Slap Polaroid on the show. Yes, she does. Hey, so check it out, man.
Somebody's a Slap Polaroid fan.
Huh?
My man, Twan Donald's a Slap Polaroid fan.
Yeah, big fan.
Big fan.
So, yeah, we'd love to see that happen. Hey, so look, check it out, man. You know, we're going to keep on getting it down, man, getting you the news that you can use, man, from the boy stand, man. It's your boy Quarter the Great.
Your boy Carter.
Man, rap like this.
Legal Zone.
Fresh Air the People's Player.
Hey, man, get him addicted to something real quick, man, while I. Snoop Dogg.
Hey, man, sing it all.
Ooh, hey, you got that on there?
Hey, you know what? I don't, but you know what? I will soon, though. So, since we were talking all that Legal Dope, we were going to cut all the Legal Dope. Got a gift for y'all.
Nice. You know what? Give it to him already then, man. What the fuck?
Hey, hold up, though. But did you understand what I was saying, though, man?
About what?
Like, Rick Ross was like 10,000 albums, maybe, from having a number one record.
Okay.
In his first week.
Okay, that's hot.
Oh, man, but M sold more than him. Hey.
You starting beef?
I'm not starting beef.
Fam, that's what happens, man. They're different kind of artists, man. You can't, like, we were talking about that the other day, fam. Drake's going to drop, and Drake's going to do 450 because he has several different, you know,
right.
Crowds. Man, Rose got E-Dub. You see what I'm saying? And me, and you know what I mean? And, you know, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, though, like, nah, nigga, we got him from B-Rock. Shit, he dealt with the store and bought one, nigga. Shout out to my man, Rock. What you talking about, dude? Straight up, man. Get addicted, man.
King West Corporation. You gon' get it all up. You gon' get it all up. And with the South
Maybe we can take a trip on the sea. Just enjoy the breeze. Anything that you need is possible to achieve.
You gon' get it all up. You gon' get that all up, you gon' get that all up, now you ain't gon' get that all up.
A toast to the chicks, nails done, toes matching, lip gloss popping, checking your reflection. Baby girl, a superstar, she got me so attracted like, nah, I ain't a trick, but if she want it, she can have it. Gucci this, Prada that, my baby love fashion. And after all of that, I give a carriage, no rabbit. Throwing up a diamond in the girl's face, bragging, shine. Carter, shine, Johnson, either way, my man bossing. And she don't play about her head, do no whacking. She don't do the bra unless the bottom half matching. Baby super flossy, cold gay swagger. She my fairy tale lover, plus she bust the magic dragon. And if she get mad and be like, I don't like shine. Because when we was in the mall, I saw a person couldn't have it. I walk off laughing, and when we in the whip, man. Now the bar, the coupe, and all the baggage couldn't fit in. Just enjoy the breeze. Anything that you need is possible to achieve.
You gon' get it all up. You gon' get that all up, now you ain't gon' get that all up.
Prada this, Gucci that, bag, panties and bra. Man, I went through the mall, got everything that you saw.
You gon' get that all up, you gon' get that all up. You gon' get that all up, now you ain't gon' get that all up.
I raise my glass in honor of true one-night standards.
waking up early, getting your shit together. Can't believe you actually did it, you knew better. But the ride was off the chain, and no, you've never been wetter. And now you at work and the stuff to hang close, cause every time you panic move, you think you found that nigga. You think it only once, but the first time you call him, got your text at 2 a.m. Wake up, I'll be there in a minute. And this time I'ma try to take control. Can it? But this rhythm's out the nation, show is from another planet. And nothing saved my life, it's like an island and she stranded. Had a coming on schedule, you were thinking nigga planned it.
Told the girl,
I see it, you see the shit, no tissue. And one day he gon' probably have a jet, no issue. He cracked me open, had me going nuts.
Just enjoy the breeze.
Anything that you need is possible to achieve. You gon' get that all up. You gon' get that all up. You gon' get that all up. Now you ain't gon' get that all up.
Out of this Gucci ass, bags, panties, and bra.
Made our way through the mall, got everything that you saw. You gon' get it all up, you gon' get it all up, you gon' get it all up, now you ain't gon' get it all up.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, check it out. That part right there, that's my 16 right there, yo. That's where I rap. You feel me? Like, that's the part where I'm going to get my thing in. So, be on the lookout for Fresh Air, the People's Player. I'm going to get that all up. Straight up. Hey, shout out to Rita. What up, Joe? Getting addicted. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, it's about time to get, I'm about to blow the whistle on myself. Hey, we got his love about time to get Stepchild on the joint. You know what I mean? One of the illest producers in the land, son. You know, straight on up. If I ain't better than Big, I'm the closest one. I'm saying, though. You working on that now? Okay. Scroll me down there. Scroll me down there, player. Scroll me down. And then laughing with Blago. Is he going to jail? Lugovic. That's supposed to happen today or something. That's supposed to happen today. Hey, man. Big. Oh, never mind. I'm going to leave that alone for now. I'm going to leave that alone. Never mind. You know what else I ran into today? A couple of Celtic fans. That's always a joy. Because I gave dude them a ride on the day Kobe and them was, on the day they lost, you know what I mean? One of the days they lost, and they were talking big crazy shit to me, you feel me? And I finally got a chance to get it in with them because they was paired up on me, doubling up, and I had the nerve to give them fools a ride home. Silly me. All right, man, we're going to get Steph on the line right now. It's time to make that maneuver. You know what I mean? Steph got a lot going on. We're taking time out of schedule to get on the mic with the dope boys. You know, like I said, we're going to play a couple of his joints. Again, Fatboy Swag is one of his joints. You know, so we're gonna rock that. We're gonna rock out with our cocks out. We on? No. All right.
Yo, what's going on?
Man, you staged that. You supposed to be like, yeah, man, hello, who's this?
Well, that's how I get listen to phone all the time.
That's everybody else. I know you're excited to be on the radio, man, but turn your radio down in the background, all right?
I got it turned off.
All right, man, good looking out. All right, man, you back on the air, man, with the Legal Dope Boys, Court of the Great.
Man, they make rap like this.
Legal though.
Fresh Air, the People's Player.
Hey, I like saying legal though. That's what I said. Hey, you're on the line right now with Stepchild. You know what I mean? One of the illest producers in the land. You know what I mean? It ain't but a couple of them that's ill. He's one of them. Shout out to the boy S to the P. You feel me? You know, but like I say, it's the boy Stepchild. Stepchild, what it do? Break the land down, man. Break the dope fiends down, fam. Tell them who you are, where you're from, what you got going on, Joe. Then we'll get more intimate with you, if you feel me.
I go by the name Steph.
I've been producing for a little bit now. I'm a musician at heart. Got a few things going on right now. Not too long ago, I got married. My first child will be here real shortly, so I'm real excited about that. Working on the mixtape. What'd you say?
I said congrats on that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Working on the mixtape in honor of my cousin Gump. Be looking out for that soon. Other than that, you know, by day I'm a barber. At night I do music.
And big shout out to you too. Like you just said, barber man, I've been hearing your name in a bunch of different circles lately. Like I was on the phone with this dude for an hour talking about producers and music and all kind of stuff. And he was saying, you know, he heard some of Quarter Key's music. And when he said that, he was like, yeah, my man, he said your name, you know, I mean, your government. And it was weird because he was talking to me. Like, I met him through. Matter of fact, there's the irony to that. It was President John Adams. Dude called in earlier. I guess you cut his hair, too. You know what I'm saying? And so we was at his job talking about it or whatever, and he was on the phone, and he said your name. And he had no clue that we was even related or did music together, none of that. It was just funny how, you know, small worlds meet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been an underdog for a long time. This year I made it my choice, my goal to let my name be known, who I am and what I stand for and what I represent.
Definitely, definitely. And it's funny, too, because like you said earlier, you know, I don't know if everybody caught it, but you said musician at heart. You know what I mean? And like I was showing some, you know, if people seen the video, Quarter Key Running, YouTube, whatever, just search Quarter Key Running. You know, he's in the second part of the video playing those drums. And that track is his track and his live drums on that track. So a musician at heart means, you know, play an instrument, not just making beats on, you know, NPC or Roland XP-12 or whatever the hell that shit is called. You know what I mean? That's not him. He's a musician, like you said. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because lately, nowadays, people or producers have been took the meaning out of actually producing. Just because
right.
You can put a few loops together and make something sound good, that don't mean you're a producer. But actually being a musician, you would know how to break stuff down, how to set stuff up. And, you know, thanking God for my skills and for my talents and gifts. I appreciate that because it shows through my music how to
right.
make a song build up, how to break it down. So everything coincides one with the other one. So I'm real appreciative
right.
about that.
That's what's up, man. Hey, man, Steph, so I've been working with you for a little while now. I remember when you first came up on me, you know, let me hear what you had. And it was decent. You know what I'm saying? It was
hey,
one tool that I liked.
Hey,
that's
the question you asked. Give a shout out to Royce because, you know, he didn't go, you know, blow groundwork for the network.
Right.
So, big shout out to Royce because Royce was the one that's like, man, just do it tonight. You grow up, Royce was the person that kicked Pam's name off.
Royce convinced me.
I really have to, yeah, I will say that. You know, you get that every now and then. Pam's like,
distinctively. When I first gave you a CD of my beats, right, you told me in a nice way, you know, you whack. And so I moved
hey,
to Ohio.
Listen, I just said that, though. Before, when I heard one or two, I said that I might fuck with, but it was just, you know, like, I did what I'm doing now. Like, you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know, but it's potential there. Because I heard through the grapevine that you play instruments, and I talked to you about that. You know what I'm saying? So we discussed your tracks a long time ago before anybody talked about you. We discussed it because we got the staff beat was from Nick, and, you know, you had something to do with that as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what else you got going on, man? You got I see you got some tracks on SoundClick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right now.
About that.
I just started up, actually put my music on SoundClick. I ain't put it up there to sell it because I haven't heard so many stories about people getting messed up buying beats off SoundClick or whatever. I just use it for strictly marketing and networking. So I do got a SoundClick. It's soundclick.com/sep7501. I got a few joints up there. I got a lot of stuff I need to put up there, but I'm just waiting, getting reviews on these tracks I got up there so far. And how SoundClick work, they be having ratings or whatever. And I remember the first couple tracks I put on there, them tracks made like 3,100 and something out of like 1.2 million. So just from the time, the first time I even put a track up there and to get that rating already, you know, I felt, you know, okay, I'm going somewhere. I'm doing something good. People was actually appreciating the value of music, which for a short period of time, that value was slowly being taken away. But if I can help it, I'm going to try to keep it alive. There is still good music out there.
Yeah, you know it. And we got it. You know what I'm saying? So, shit. Hey, man, you had a lot to do with the Legal Dope 2 project. You know what I'm saying? And you're working on the Gumpy project. And I'm really feeling like a lot of people don't really understand. I'm shuffling through what I got. I'm going to play something, man, but it's so much shit that you did for me. I want to set it up just the right way, so people can see your range. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because you definitely have range. You know what I'm saying? And we already played Fatboy Swag. You know what I mean? So. You got the children over there, y'all kicking it?
Huh?
I got something perfect. Hey, so look, I put up a little small little video on YouTube for this. You know what I mean? And it's got about 100 hits in about 3-4 days. You know what I mean? I didn't push it, but I'm about to stop pushing. And Seth did the track. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and throw to that Seth. I'm going to go ahead and throw to that love song. Seth, what you think about that?
Hey, when I saw it on Facebook or YouTube, it threw me for a loop because I sure forgot about that song for a minute. But I'm sure glad you put it out there.
Oh, you already know, man. I told you what I was gonna do with it. And the night we came up with it, we was at the little studio in Zion. You know what I'm saying? And we was freaking out. And I did the little freestyle. Remember, I did the Mama's in the Kitchen, Pops on the Corner. I got freestyled that at first, and we recorded,
yeah.
And then I took that little part, and I did the whole song to it. So I'm going to go ahead and play that next. So we're going to get right back to you, man. I'm going to go ahead and get to one of the tracks that did for me, you know, a love song. And you guys have heard it before, but you might not have known he did it. Same person that did Fatboy Swag.
Rain.
Get it, Dick.
Papa on the corner, I'm in the bedroom, beating on the wall. Mama in the kitchen, Pops on the corner, I'm in the bedroom, beating on the wall. Kicking dope rhymes, remember room for y'all. Lyrics they be beating in the corner of my mind. Long lit a cane, listen to the rhyme.
Check the rhyme,
and I just cry, check the rhyme. My design, I would never fly, I can never fake it. I just keep it real, never could I hate it. Listening to LL into the tape break. Run DMC and Jam Master J. Had me telling stories to the girls. Dougie had a nigga putting fly on top of fresh. Fat boy swags with the fat boys had. Also B.I.G. and pun until they untimely death. Heavy D was killing them with love. Me for me. Why CPO explained his ballad of a menace to the streets. And now it's only 10 at the time. Had me open to expressions over breaks in a beat. I ain't starting no beats. I ain't pushing no drugs. I ain't talking the talk. Trying to build up a buzz. I ain't claiming no games. No slugs. I'm just keeping it real. I'm just showing some love, some love. Man, I'm just showing 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 some love.
Mama in the kitchen, now I'm on the corner. No more in the bedroom, beating on the wall. No. Mama in the kitchen, now I'm on the corner. No more in the bedroom, beating on the wall. Fist full of hope, trying to move it all. Lyrics steady beating in the corner of my mind. Pocket full of stones, now it's trap or die. Dear mama couldn't save me on my own, I had to fly. I was banging Pac, wasn't big on Jay. Couldn't relate to Big, still relate to Face. Listening to Cube, America, KKK. Hoping I don't get a letter from the government today. Label flaming happy, saying 9-1-1 was a joke. And then the doctor's dropped the chronic, set my city up in smoke. And I was 17, and fame, it was but a dream. The allure living life and never touch a gram of coke. And I mean, the biggest step on the scene. With a fistful of dollars, ain't no flaws in my team. Like a swarm full of bees, I'm creating the buzz. I'm just keeping it real, I'm just showing some love. I ain't starting no beef, I ain't pushing no drugs. I ain't talking the talk, trying to build up a buzz. I ain't claiming no game, I ain't popping no slugs. I'm just keeping it real, I'm just showing some love, some love. Jazzy Jeff, yeah. Eric B, running for president, yeah. The prince was fresh, but Dougie, he was the best. While Uncle Russell and his brother had me thinking I was deaf. Champ, yes, yes, y'all. And it don't stop at 7:30 in the morning. Hop up out the bed and I turn my swag on. Hail Mary's in the mirror for the teachers that are gone. Like, Screw, Soda Slim, Biggie, L Pun and Mo Pimp C, Easy. Fat patent proof, the slug to D12. Stack bundles in some trouble, stretching J Deal. Leah, left fine tie. Thailand, LA, Vegas, they got pie. Yaki Gaddafi said that he'll die for Pac. And now they both are up in heaven looking down on hip hop. Yeah, Max Dre the bass, JMJ, Osiris, we missed them. Bust me the beatbox, but Dougie had one. And now a moment of silence for each and every one.
Swag. Hey. You back with the Legal Dope Show, fam. Quarter to Great.
May. Rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh out of the people's player.
Hey, check it out, fam. We're getting our Legal Dope on, fam. We got Stepchild on the show. We're finna get him back in as soon as Quarter get on his job. We're gonna get Step back in, fam. That was Love Song right there. I named that song. Just wanted to be a part of this shit, you feel me? I named that joint. You feel me? So that is what that is. That was Love Song. Stepchild is in the building right now. Who's still getting it in with him? What up? You don't remember where he was at?
Steph, you're in the building.
Stepchild.
Yo.
What's good?
Nothing much.
You supposed to say nothing much. Hey, check it out, fam. That was Love Song right there, fam. That was a hot joint produced by you. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate your services on that. You know what I mean? Like you said, the way it was born was behind the music worthy. You feel what I'm saying? It was dope right there. You know what I mean? So like we say, bro, you working on your whole thing right now. The Rest in Peace Gump Project, I'm pretty sure it's untitled right now. You know what I'm saying? What else you got going on right now?
I got a name for it already. It's Mixtape 7501.
Mixtape 7501?
Yeah, that's the name of it right now. And it will be, other than that, I'm working with my man in the city. His name Griffin. He just got signed by Scarface. He got an album out called Apotheosis. Shout out to Face My Music. I'm working with him right now on some joints. Other than that,
hey,
that's pretty.
Hey, what you say his name was? What you say his name was?
Griffin.
Griffin?
Yeah.
All right, check this out, Step. What we're going to do right now, I'm going to play your song. I'm going to play, I don't know, Get You Away or Not Like Me. I'm going to toggle back and forth between that right now. I'm going to put you on hold, though. I'm going to pull you back in. On the Griffin note, I'm going to take this caller right now. Scroll down. I'm take that caller down there. Take that call right there. Take caller number right there. Nah. Right there. Take that one. Number 11. Griffin, you on the line, Joe. Griffin. Friday night. Friday night.
All right, we're going to come back to Friday night, Joe. We got a couple of more callers I'm going to get to. 944, stay on the line, Joe. I'm going to play this song real quick, Joe. We're going to play Not Like Me. Not Like Me, produced by Stepchild, Quarter Key, featuring Soup One Day. It's like I said, it's not complete right now, but, you know, the Legal Dope Project is on hold. Not dead, because I don't like the way that sound is. I thought about it. I don't like that. Legal Dope 2 Project is on hold right now. We're going to finish that shit up in a minute. Not Like Me, Get Addicted.
Pick your fights wisely, because if you underestimate your opponent and don't know his strengths or his weakness, then you're not like him. You cannot win. Yeah, y'all know they not like Sean. Push the product in the city, still the best in the town. Kept my niggas out the system, kept my work with a chick, kept my focus in this music, watch the rest of them quit. Shit, now they ain't built like me. Any city that I enter, be the shit like Key. Stood in circles out in Brooklyn, they ain't spit like me. It's kind of funny now how homie trying to get like me. Yeah, you gotta love my swag. Like these niggas out here copping, gotta love my bags. Yeah, or how I just do me. Private jetting through the city, dropping, throwing a B. Yeah, I had to switch my flow. First verse get you high, last verse get you low. I'm a North Chicago nigga and I love these streets. That's why 1,000 motherfuckers trying to get like me. Yeah, y'all know they not like me. Hell, they own in the hood when it's hot like me. Yeah, you know they not like me. No, they not like me. No, they not like me. Yeah, y'all know they not like me. You ain't come up moving Reaper on the block like me. Yeah. Y'all know they not like me. No, they not like me. No, they not like me. Yeah, y'all know they not like God. I done been through the hood and everything that's fly. Kept my brother out the system, kept my work with a bitch. Kept my focus on this music, watched the rest of them quit. Shit, I had to rep my town. Kept it gangster with the niggas you see me with now. I don't need no rapper homies, Joe, my mentor is Jay. And how many rapping niggas you done seen in his face? Case. And when your favorite rappers run and you wanna deal with Russ, you will walk this way. It's either Quarter Key, the rapper, or unwrapping my name. Push that shit out to the public, either way I move Kane. Nah, and it ain't hard to explain why the hood hold me down, they done crown me the king. I don't got no beef with Anthony, just don't like act. And Novocaine, I hate that dude like 50 hate Joey Crack. Yeah, y'all know they not like me. Y'all know they not like me.
Y'all know they not like me. Hey, listen. Come on, wardrobe change. Hey, you back in the Legal Dope Show, fam. Call it a great.
Man,
rap. Legal Dope, fresh out of 50 slab. Hey, dig this head back. Jew. Hey, wardrobe change.
Wardrobe change. Straight up, man.
Everything. Hey, check it out, man. That was Not Like Me. Quarter Key.
Produced by
Stepchild, you know. That's right there is what you call range, because you went from Fat Boy Swag. I'm going to break it down for
break
you.
Down.
You went from Fat Boy Swag with the 80s flow, with the 80s type of feel, you know. You felt like you was, you know, breakdancing or something, or, you know, you had on leggings if you was a female, or you had big hair or something, you feel what I'm saying? Or you had a curl if you was a dude.
Right.
One of them kind of feels, you feel what I'm saying? So you went from Fat Boy Swag to,
Love song.
Love song, like you say. So that's an ode to hip-hop, for real. So you go to love song, you know what I mean, with that kind of, you know. You know, shout-out to the rapper, too. You feel what I'm saying? Because, you know, he took it there. You know what I mean? He took it in the left field where most people would have took it wherever. You know, and then with the irony with the whole love song thing and how you love hip-hop. Okay, yeah, whatever. Then you got Not Like Me. The keyboard and the everything, you know, just the way that was going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, he went in. Okay. Shout out to Stepchild. We're going to pull you back in a minute, Step. I know you're getting addicted. You know, I know you like the show, too, because you're one of them. Okay, now we're going to re-roll. Get You Away. Tell me about Get You Away, player.
Well, it's always been something special, right? Like, it's just one of those situations where you just grab the lady of your choice and, you know, take him to a destination unknown to them. You know, of course, they trust you because you are the protector, you are the man. So, you just, you know, you just slide into a situation as to when you be like, hey, you know, I didn't push anything to get you away. Just take you away from the phone. You know, we don't really even have to go to all of these places that I'm talking about on the record. You know, we can go down the street.
I know you from the hood. Cool, we from the hood. How about we hop a flight? Go to another hood. Maybe my brotherhood. He stay out in the A. Decatur's like the shy. Call Mike and catch a game. Oh, you don't do the plane? Bus is fine with me. Get one or two ourselves and take a ride to Tennessee. North Memphis like the town. I'm cool with all the stars. We'll catch a colored carpet, then go to down the bar. Or we can do the mall. Yes, lady, any mall. From here to south of France. Yeah, we can hit them all. My motivation's you. I love to see you smile. I want to take you up and never bring you down. Have breakfast in the city. Do lunch in San Tropez. Then dinner in Miami. I hear the lobster's great. Then get a suite and catch a nap before we leave the state. Then spin the globe and where it stops. Now we can go to Miami, home by your face. Catch your pace. Don't
got
a pretty lady, I'll be happy to get you away. Let's do London to France, Korea, Japan, California, Spain.
Set your heart somewhere.
Catch a train, hop a flight, catch a boat.
Can I get you to your heart tonight?
It don't matter, I'll be happy just to get you away.
Be happy to get you away.
Maybe Mr. Simmons, just to get you away.
Listen,
I know we from the streets. It's cool we from the streets. Let's get outside the state. See how the Frenchmen feast. Let's fly the Roman. Well, as the Romans do. Oh, me? Well, I'm in heaven now. And that's all thanks to you. And it's my pleasure, ma, to take you off to different lands. Get those toes up off those ones and place them in this Cali sand. Understand my plan. It would not be a plan if not for you. Recline your seat. Relax. It's been my mission here. It's close to through. We can go and really see the price of tea in China then. Have a mantra in the air as we prepare for London rain. Back to Spain. We hopping just to feel the difference in the rain. Really big on options. So you tan and never be the same. Pop up in the city. Catch a twisted show. Then hop a plane. Out to Greece, my look at you, I got you out here hopping planes. Anywhere you choose, it's you and me, we at it, boat or train. Anywhere you choose, it's you and me, we at it, Rome or Spain. Go to Miami, home by your face, catch your pace. Don't matter, pretty lady, I'll be happy just to get you away. Let's do London to France, Korea, Japan, California, Spain. Take a boat or train, catch a train, hop a flight, catch a boat. No, it's God, go to sea, it don't matter, I'll be happy just to get you away. Maybe miss it some names.
Yeah, baby. Okay, we've been to France. Done what the Romans did. Some tea in China, yak and cognac, France, for that we did. Blueberries on the ocean. Chopped fruit in San Tropez. Pineapples in Hawaii. Yeah, I got you away. Lactase in Amsterdam. Enjoyed the sumos in Japan. And flew to Spain to watch the Matadors perform. Yeah, that was grand. Partied on the whitest sand. Fiestas out in Mexico. To the eighth of justice. Mine, it's almost time to let you go. Fall asleep in Texas. Wake up yelling cheers in Boston, Mass. See world out in Dago. Victor with the bloods on Logan Ave. They know we from the go. It's cool we from the go. Let's hop a train. It takes 2 days. Let's get back to the snow. We can't go see the bulls. No, not with Matadors. Check out Picasso's or some fossils, my the city's yours. Oh, you don't do museums? The block is cool with me. It's been my pleasure. I've been happy to get you away.
Go to Miami, home by your face, at your pace. Don't matter, pretty lady, I'll be happy just to get you away. Let's do London to France, Korea, Japan, California, Spain. Take a boat or a train. Catch a train, hop a flight, catch a boat. No, it's God on the sea. It don't matter, I'll be happy just to get you away. Maybe miss it some man.
Hey, man, you back in the legal dope spot, man. Hey, Joe, let's take a couple calls before we pull Step back on. Clear them lines real quick. Hey, man, Stepchild is hot, man. Range. Let's do it, man. I told 944 we was going to re-roll on them sooner than later. Let's do them right now. 944.
Hello?
Yo.
Hey, Lil Wesley.
Who is this?
This is Brittany.
Brittany, what is happening, man?
Nothing much. I had to call in and show y'all some support and give my husband support. You know, Big Sean is y'all doing y'all thug thizzle with the radio station. I'm loving it.
Hey, I appreciate that love, Brittany, man, straight up, you know, but this is the thing we do around here. You know, I know you might be, you know, you're not a first-time listener because I know your husband gets addicted, you know what I mean? And
right.
I'm going to air it out, you know what I'm saying, because this is Stepchild's wife right here that we're going to blow the whistle on. Yeah. Cue the music.
Yo, what up? Yo, my name is Fresh Air, the People's Slayer. I'm going to blow the whistle on Brittany, you know, for talking to the radio today, talking about some Lil Wesley. I mean, come on, man, what you doing? I'm saying, we know I'm Lil Wesley, man. Shout out to Stepchild for being a monster on them beats. Yo, I'm out.
Brittany, man, you can't be calling the station, man. Talk about some man, Lil Wesley, Joe. Hold on real quick, man. Hey, hold on real quick, Joe, because I, you know.
I don't even know why you even, you know, say the boy's day, man. There you go, get the leave.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You said me too.
You know, Big Sean, y'all doing the hot sauce devil. Man, I appreciate you calling and showing that love. Man, you keep getting addicted. When you call back next time, it's Fresh Air, the People's Player. Quarter to Grizz 8.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I'm calling every fucking
Lil
Wesley, Brittany.
Let Big Sean just know that song, Go Hard, Get You Away. I like that. I really like that.
Tell Big Sean that. All right. For sure. Shout out to Brittany.
Hey, man. Who's the next caller,
man? Oh, yeah.
Yo, let's do this right.
We got to clear him out, man. Let's do him. No more, man. Let's go.
656, you on the line. 656, you on the line.
Yo. Yo.
Yo.
What's the deal? What's the deal, fam? Who this?
What is the boy Aloysius Jones? What's happening?
Aloysius Jones.
Aloysius, what's good, my man? Man, what's good with my dude?
Funniest man in the town.
Funniest man in America, huh? What's happening?
America.
What's happening, man? I had to come touch down, man. Show some love to my boy Step, my boy Quarter Key, Big West. What's good, man? Fat Boy Swag still banging, huh?
Yeah,
hey, Fat Boy Swag is still banging. Aloysius and Jones, but check this out, man. I know you just heard Brittany on the line. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
It's Fresh Air, the People's Player in full effect, fam. There ain't no West on this show, you feel what I'm saying? So, hold on, Aloysius Jones. Hey, listen, don't move, man, because I got to blow the whistle on you. What up, Joe? This Fresh Air, the People's Player. Joe, I'm going to blow the whistle on Aloysius Jones. He's probably just talking about some West. So you got to know better than that, man. This ain't one of them kind of parties, man. I blow the whistle on that dude. Shout out to me. Fresh. All right, Joe, check it out, Aloysius. What you been up to, fam? Because believe it or not, I've been thinking about you, fam. No homo. Where you been at lately?
Man, I've been out here, man, hitting the gym a little bit, trying to get swole, man, trying to get a new kind of sexy, you know what I'm saying? Next summer is coming real quick.
Man, you got to eat a hamburger, man. It's Fat Boy Swag, man. There's enough strong people around.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, though? I just wanted to try something different, though, fam. You know what I'm saying? These little skinny niggas been getting it, man. I had to switch it up real quick.
Hey, fam, tell a joke or something.
That's a joke.
Hey, check it out, though. Hey, on some realness, man, I want to invite you to the show, fam, because I don't, like, people laughing at the Aloysius Jones thing right now, but only if they knew you, fam, you are hilarious and you're a comedian, like real-life comedian, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want you to come back, fam, and give us a little bit, 5-6 minutes or something, bro. That'd be dope.
What y'all got going and when?
I mean, shit, like, I'm talking about on the show, bro. So, like you say, right, we're in the middle of the interview right now with Stepchild, you feel what I'm saying? But, like, we want to clear our callers because we had a bunch of calls. Like, the thing with that is I want you to come back, bro, and let us interview you, you know, tell us what you got going on, and if possible, do 3 or 4 minutes or something.
Okay, that's what's up. Y'all still got my horn?
Yeah, if it, you know, the 656 number, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you stay on the line right now, fam. We're going to pull you in the other room and tell you what you want, all right?
All right, that's for sure.
Hey, shout out to Allen with the jokes, man. Funny, 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 funny dude, man. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? We're going to pull him in the side room. We're going to get his info because I would love to get in his head some more. You feel me? No homo. Hey, so check this out, man. We're going to take a couple more callers and get back to Lil Stepchild. This is Brittany called me Lil Wesley. That was funny. You know what I'm saying? Callers are shaking right now. Let's do it. I'm going to take a couple more before we get back to stuff.
069,
you
on the line.
Area code, what up?
Hey, what's the business? This is Miss T from Dallas, Texas.
Man,
I've been in the ATL for my birthday. My birthday was July the 1st. I done party for the whole month. Really, I've been out of commission. But I've been thinking about y'all for real, for real.
Man, you ain't even calling, let us know it's your birthday and let us get you doped up and none of that.
I knew we called y'all and tell y'all about my birthday probably about a week before, but after I went to ATL, man, I ain't started late yet. Party.
Hey, you ain't even call me and tell me you was going to the ATL, fam. I could have put you in tune with my mans. You know what it is, though. If you have an underground, call me. I'm going to send my warm through to take care of you, Miss T.
Man, I sure should have called you, man, because we was after for that. 3 weeks
before
around that house.
Man, so that's what up, Miss T. It's good to hear you, man. Let us know you're still getting it in, man. Still alive, had a good birthday and all of that.
For sure, for sure. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, and I ain't heard y'all voice in a long time, man. I've been missing y'all. Damn.
Hey, I missed that right there, man. Make sure you don't stay away that long no more, all right?
Oh, yeah. For whoever's doing the exercise and trying to get that sexy on in the way, baby, keep your belly because that means your bitch is feeding you good. Cornbread, mashed potatoes, green beans, all that. Keep the belly.
Man, already.
Already.
Yeah.
For Texas, man. We're going to get into it with you, all right, baby?
All right.
All right, sweetheart. Man, Joe, big shout out to Miss T from Texas. Getting it all the way in, you know. Hold on, don't say nothing incriminating, Miss T, because we still got you on the line. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, hold on, just hold fast real quick.
All right.
Don't say nothing incriminating. Don't incriminate yourself. All right, you're on. All right, baby, we'll holler at you. Check it out, fam. We're winding down. We got a couple more callers to get to, Joe. We got another caller from the 656, and we got one more. Okay, maybe not. We're going to get to Stepchild real quick because we're winding on down. So we're going to pull a step back in to conclude this interview because it is an interview. We beat y'all over the head with all this cuts. That was pretty much all illegal dope, too. It's about 5-6 more cuts, you know what I mean? But. All right, Steph dropped off, man, because we blow the whistle on his wife.
No.
Shout out to Brittany, fam. Straight up. Shout out to the little dope boys, man. Steph.
Yeah.
What up, though?
What's good?
All right, fam. Like you say, man, we showing everybody your range, bruh. I was telling fam about you, too, in the store earlier, man, Johnny from Sprint. You know, it's too bad that's his identity, but that's who he is. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how you know him. That's your haircut client. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I was telling him about that earlier, and he saw the video today when I was up in there doing my thing up at the gig or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So we all know you hot, bruh. And you know what, too? Since y'all don't, you know, I'll throw this out there, too. The second song to the Run It video, I know everybody that gets addicted knows, you know, on YouTube, Run It / Quarter Key, Quarter Key / Run It. The second half of the video is also Stepchild. You know what I mean? That song is called Dope Wars. It's about 10 minutes long. There's about 40 people on it. It's going to be on Legal Dope, too. Get all the way addicted to that shit. That's how, tell us where you're going to be at, man, what you got going on, bro, so we can get on up out of here.
Well, if you need a fresh fade, Raisin lining them up in Zion and Stacks, too. If you want anything as far as music, you know, hit me up online. I'm on Twitter, Step7501. Come follow me. I'm on Facebook, of course, SoundClick.com/Step7501. That's pretty much it for right now. Only thing I can tell you is just stay tuned because there's more to come.
Oh, yeah.
Stepchild fam, I appreciate you getting addicted. I appreciate all the love, baby. Appreciate the music. Appreciate you being a you. You know what I mean? Now, I got to do this, brother. I told fam I was going to do all kinds of blowing the whistle on you, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just going to back up off of that. I'm going to say straight up, bro. Can we get the fucking beats, man? Can we get the music, bro?
You going to do that here?
I'm just saying, though, fam. All on the air in front of the world. Craig, you know what I'm saying? Everything, fam. We need the beats, bro. Now, you know what else? I'm going to throw it out there. Legal Dope almost died today, bro, because Stepchild ain't sent the beats. Simple as that. Stepchild did all that production, and he didn't send the tracks. He's the problem. Every day he tell me he did this and he did that, and I ain't got no production. If a nigga was calling me talking about gimme, 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 and all I had to do was do a couple things to shut him the fuck up, I would do that. Stepchild ain't got that shit, y'all. He lying.
Man,
I'm hollering at you, stuff. Love you. Love you, fam. I'm hollering at you. Get the music together, Step, man. Shout out to Stepchild, fam. Straight up, man. That's my first cousin. Our mamas and sisters. Rest in peace to my auntie Snow. She made me tough. She used to dress me up in, you know, lipstick. Make me, you know what I mean? Make me fight, you know, everything. You know what I mean? Shout out to my auntie Joe. You know what I mean? No pun intended. Shout out to my auntie Joe, too.
Joe.
Anyway, check game. It's about that time looking at my Gucci. Scroll on up, man.
Looking at my Gucci, it's about that time. Fam, I'm here posing him.
Yeah. Shout out to Porter Keeper not doing posing yet, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get through a couple more callers in a minute because we're coming up to that time, you feel me? But what it's time for is this right here.
Six minutes. Look at the clock, y'all.
Six minutes.
14, you're on. Hip-o-face. All right, man, it's the last 6 minutes of the show, man. And, you know, I don't know what I want to do, man. I'll tell you exactly what I want to do, man. I want to do this. That's it.
Let's do that. That's always fun. What's not that?
524, you on the line. I'm not in.
This ain't that, bro.
And that ain't this.
All right, well, maybe not. Yeah.
Okay.
Like that's
637.
No. That's Hollywood. We're holding fast on it, though. If you have a problem with it.
Can everybody hear? Everybody talk.
I'm going to switch it for free.
Hey, man, everybody talking the same
time. Hey. Well, then, it's Hollywood, man. I seen that property the other day. It's Hollywood. It's chilling. Hey, shout out to Miss Hollywood for not knowing that I was me. Miss Hollywood,
you're on the air. Look, don't be putting me on the spot like that. But it's all good. So how y'all fellas doing?
Man, cannot complain. How you?
I'm doing wonderful.
That feels good. What's good? It's funny because you check in every Wednesday at the same time, too. That's kind of cool.
And you know what? I'll be just getting off from work at that time, so I'll be trying to listen in.
That's definitely what's up right there. Shout out to you, Miss Hollywood.
Thank you, and shout out to y'all fellas also. Hey, I want to put in a plug real quick. Okay, everybody need to come out this Friday downtown to Karma 17 and check out Fashion Fridays. It's going to be something real nice that the ladies going to be putting on for the fellas, so get there by 11. It's a special surprise.
That's a surprise, huh?
Yes, indeed. So you got to be there. Can't give away the surprises.
All right, so that's Friday night, Karma 17, right?
Yes, indeed. Doors open at 9, show starts at 11.
Play no more. Shout out to Miss Hollywood for the sexy event to attend to.
Most indeed. Thank you, fellas. Have a good night.
You too.
Shout out to Miss Hollywood for Friday night.
Yo, shout out to Friday Night, too, man, for not calling in. He called in and then didn't do the right thing or whatever. You feel me?
Right.
Quarter to great.
May.
You know, Sleeping Dope Wednesday. You know, we did that again.
Yeah, coming to a close. We got about 4 or 5 minutes.
You know, it's time. It's time for some more things too. You know, we got some more things in line. Let's see what that does. You know, it's time for some more things. We got some more things in store. We're working it out right now. The Legal Love Edition is coming back sooner than later. Like we said earlier on the phone, we should. Trying to work out the venue. You know, things that we're up for that. So we're just trying to hold off for that thing. You know what I mean? It's going to be, like you said, it's going to be a good winter. Going to do some real sexy things. You know, football Sundays. You know what I mean? You come by and do the thing. We'll finish that up with a Legal Dope. With a Legal Love, I should say, with a Legal Love. So we got a couple things in store for y'all. So like I said, just keep on bearing with us. I appreciate everybody. It's been almost 6 months now, 6-7 months. I don't know if y'all realize that or not. You know what I mean? We was talking about that earlier, too. Me and my man, B-Rock, Sharks Rock. Shout out to Flay. Shout out to the SMG. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Big Boy Redhead. You know what I mean? Shout out to Weez. What up, Joe? Man, Block. Rock,
Joe.
You know what it is. Staff, Lad. You know what it is with us. You know what I mean? Shout out to the boy, Soup.
Joe.
Man, Joe. Anybody I forgot, man, you know what it
man,
is.
Shout out to the boy that's Nudie right here.
It's Nudie right here. Getting
married Friday.
It's Nudie right here, man.
Best man in the building.
Yeah, JD.
Nigga.
JD.
Nigga.
JD, man, you know JD, man. Tis, JD. That's fam rubbing his fingers together, fam. Shame on you, JD. Straight up. Man, leave with dope boys, man. 2 minutes left, man. Y'all know what it is, bro. How you feeling for it, man? You want to play music? You want to tell me love? I'm telling you, see him next week. Tell him leave with dope out. What you want to do, bro?
Hey, man, I'm about to go, but I'm going to leave y'all with some new music from the Young Boy Highlight. Hate on me. And as always, y'all get addicted. I love y'all, and come on back next time.
Freshness.
Sure. May.
Hey.
What's good?
Niggas hating on Highlight.
Oh, yeah.
How you feel about that, Don?
Shit, fuck him. Hey, let's get to this money, though, right quick, my nigga. Hey, I'm on the block where the thugs and the G's at. Time to get it in, tell me where the weed at. Talking to the past, some niggas hating on me. I got a couple shots, but niggas hating on me. I'm on the block where the thugs and the G's at. Time to get it in, tell me where we at. Pockets full of cash, so niggas hating on me. I got a couple shots, but niggas hating on me. I got a couple shots for hating ass niggas. Whole 2007, great debating ass niggas. I be all in the hood with the gangsta ass niggas. Boy, them hollows be too real for you faking ass niggas. Yeah, check my resume. I get money, can't you see
okay.
That? Park is where I'm from. Who gives a fuck about where you be at? Blow with your girlfriend, he's
what
at.
Else?
Block be where them trees
what
at.
Else?
I'm a real rat nigga.
Yeah.
I smell where the cheese at. Funny how they hating on me. Cause I got that dope, I'm just laughing to the bank. Oh yeah, I'm going to get some more. Oh yeah, I'm going to get some more. Then I'm going to get a hoe. When I'm through with her, you best believe she going out the door. But before she left that door, man, she suck me so. She ain't dropping shit, oh no, she catching it like Randy Moe. Go back to them fucking haters, keep at it. Don't touch my paper, leave you niggas in the dust. Sayonara, I'll see you later.
You know I get done with the Glock. You better run, here I come if you ready or not. I got them bangers to murk you, to work you, to twerk you, to jerk you. Them hollows, they hurt you. I'm hurtful, I'm psycho. I'm crazy like Michael. I'm higher than flyers, low tighter than flyer. Me cartel supplier, no snitch here, no wire. If you wear a wire, you start car catch fire. I'm vicious, you bitches, I murder, can't witness. I push weight, no fitness, get money for bitches. I'm caked up with diamonds. That slow dance with no clothes, that y'all pose my hat go. Fuck them all to make them hard. My niggas, my partners, my homies, my shotters. Slip up, they got ya, they rock ya, then drop ya. You dumb, you retard, you must go know who we are. We run this, we all stars, the light shines where we are. I'm on the block where the thugs and the G's at. Time to get it in, tell me where the weed at. Pockets full of cash, some niggas ain't know me. I got a couple shots,
why niggas hating on me? I'm on the block where the thugs and the G's at. Time to get it in, tell me where the weed at. Pockets full of cash, so niggas hating on me. I got a couple shots for niggas hating on me.
There it is, nigga. Just like that.